More Myself, written and narrated for you by me, Alicia Keys. I'm in my dressing room, if you can call it that. It's really a tiny gray space, one that feels as small and colorless as I do on this day. I'm seated in a barber's chair facing a mirror encircled with bulbs. In moments, I begin my second photo shoot of the day, my fourth this week, on the 3 hours of sleep I live on. My head pounds with exhaustion, and my lips surrender to a slight tremble as I clutch the edge of the stool. In a voice that sounds at once distant and familiar, I hear my name. Allie? 3 years earlier, I'd released my second album. The album everyone calls an artist's jinx. The one that's supposed to fail. But beyond my greatest expectations, The Diary of Alicia Keys exploded. With adrenaline in my veins and gratitude at my back, I'd hit the road on my second tour, glimpsing as little of the country as I had the first time around. Even the circus stays in one place longer than we do, I joke with my crew. We do a show one night and then boom, we're on to the next city. The next hotel room, the next stage, the next blur of buildings flashing past my car window. Half the time I wasn't sure where we were. What's the city again? I'd ask my manager backstage, fearing I'd go out and yell, Houston! To a crowd in Oakland or Atlanta or Detroit. My team was filling every available space in my days while I, overly obligated and out of breath, sprinted hard on a treadmill I knew might suddenly halt. With a lioness's focus and a hustler's determination, I charged ahead. By then, my armor was securely in place. If I woke up feeling down or lethargic or cranky or pissed off, I'd taught myself never to show it. Instead, when any hint of my humanity broke the surface, I shoved it down and plastered on a grin. Alicia, can I take a picture? Sure. Hey, Alicia, can you do another photo shoot? Absolutely. Alicia, can I have your autograph? Of course. I no longer belong to myself. I'd become captive to every request, every demand, every surge of fear that came with even the thought of saying no. And amid the constant moving, the constant packing and unpacking, the constant pleasing and pretending, I delivered my grandest performance yet, convincing the world that behind my smile, all was as perfect as it appeared. In my dressing room on this damp autumn day, the show ends. I study my reflection in the mirror. My face is covered in the layers of makeup used to create another character, another pretense, another retouched version of someone I am not. And all at once, my iron mask turns to thread, unraveling to reveal the face and the emptiness I've kept so carefully hidden away. I do not speak. I do not move. For a moment, I stop breathing. A single tear escapes.